This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. I'm Mark Belanger. For years, labor activists around the world have been campaigning to ensure that garment workers in Bangladesh and other countries earn a living wage. A living wage is the minimum income needed for workers to meet their basic needs, including food, housing, some small savings, and other essential needs. One of the labor projects trying to help workers in Bangladesh is the Labor Link podcast. Its host is Judy Gearhart of the American University these Accountability Research Center. Here's the podcast.
Once you start work for worker rights, you cannot stop. You just can't stop yourself. Because I need to protest. I need to have these workers back.
That's Kalpana Akhtar, a former child worker turned worker organizer and the director of the Bangladesh Center for Worker Solidarity. My name is Judy Gearhart, and this is The Labor Link, a podcast about workers' rights and global supply chains, where we share the personal stories of the brave individuals organizing the workers who make our stuff. Bangladesh has built its economy on apparel exports. It's the world's second largest exporter of apparel after China. And the industry generates more than 80% of the country's export earnings, employing 4.5 million workers. Not surprisingly, Bangladesh's economy has taken huge hits during the COVID-19 pandemic, and many workers have been struggling to feed their children. In Bangladesh, there's no social insurance, and even the workers producing for rich export markets like Europe, the U.S., or Canada are earning subsistence wages.
My name is Kalpana Akhtar. I'm a former child worker. I started working in a factory in the age of 12. I had to be a child worker because my mom did not pay a living wage.
Let's talk about the broader context now in Bangladesh with COVID and everything that's happening with the brands not fulfilling their orders.
The situation really dire. Over 300,000 workers lost their jobs. This is horrific. How those workers are surviving now, you can't even believe. Many of them don't have 1 meal a day. That is their situation.
So I'm trying to think about where you go from here in terms of the demands on the brands and the demands on the government.
My job is doing it nationally and internationally. It is important to run both campaign and advocacy together because the government in here are strongly colluded with business. In our parliament, my legislator is my factory owner. And when you are in that situation, it's very minimum you can achieve. Consumers can play a big role. Don't get afraid when you see a clothes that made in Bangladesh. When you know workers with a poverty wages, almost no union voice, don't feel guilt. You should feel anger. And show this anger to the brands. Ask them more questions. People need to be treated as a human. These workers, those are producing clothes or any other goods for you, they should be paid a living wage. They should be working in a safe workplace. They should be free to exercise their union voice. They should be socially protected. And there should not be any gender-based violence in those workplaces where they're working. In one word, you are asking for the workers to have a job with dignity. Ask your government to have a due diligence law because that will make accountable your companies.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Labor Link. To learn more about Kalpana's work and the Bangladesh Center for Worker Solidarity, go to bcwsbd.org. And to hear more episodes of The Labor Link, go to empathymedialab.com/laborlink. This podcast is a collaboration between the Accountability Research Center and Empathy Media Lab. To hear more podcasts about workers' rights, visit laborradionetwork.org.
You can find more information about apparel workers in Bangladesh at #PayYourWorkersCleanClothesCampaign. And that's it. Labor news you can use. You can listen to our daily newscasts and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.